Saras is one of the most difficult parts of Torah to understand. In terms of its strict translation, so we translate it in English often as leprosy, but it's such a misnomer to call it leprosy, because the whole notion of leprosy is it's a highly contagious, very dangerous disease where the person suffering from it watches their limbs fall off one at a time. I remember seeing that in a movie as a child and being scarred for a long, long time. That's leprosy. But what's Saras? Is Saras highly contagious? Doesn't seem that way. Just think about some of the dispensations the Torah offers. If a person gets all the signs of leprosy, and it's Shabbos, it's Yontif, it's Sheva Brachos, it's some other occasion, we push it off. Can we imagine, Chalila, in the days that we live in right now, where someone would say, oh, I have all the symptoms, but you know what? It's Yontif, let's wait 2 days. God forbid. We can only imagine the catastrophic effect. And yet that's exactly what happens with Saras. We say, no problem. We don't want to ruin the simcha. So we'll catch up with you in a few days. If it's contagious, what would happen in the meantime? If it's dangerous, what would happen? What is Saras? So Chazal give us a list of so many different averos that a person can do that would lead to tzaras. And of course, the most famous of all of them is the speaking of Lashon Hara. But what is the common thread in all of the different things that the Torah points to and says, that's what you get tzaras for? I believe that it's a very simple common thread. And that is causing divisiveness within the community. One who goes and spreads discord amongst other Jews, they get tzaras. Why? Because what does tzaras do? The essence, the heart of tzaras is the idea that b'chutz teshev. You're going to be all alone, badad yeshev michutz amachne, all by yourself, alone, disassociated with the community. Says the Torah, if you create discord, if you break up the fabric of the Jewish community, then the only way around it is to force you to see that sense of isolation. It's a very powerful idea. We live in a time right now where our sense of community has been taken from us. How challenging is it not to go to shul? How challenging is it not to be able to perform chasadim, specifically all the shiva calls that we're forced to do by Zoom, by phone, by email? They lose out so much on the sense of community. I want to share with you a beautiful story. True, because it happened in my own family. My daughter is 8 years old, and she decided a few days ago that she was bored, and she wanted to do something that would be able to reconnect with some of her friends. She took a piece of paper. She drew a note. Dear, fill in the blank, whoever the friend was, I miss you. Love, Zivi. And then, on top of that, she added in a joke. Every kid got a different joke. She put the joke, and on the letter, put the letter, we dropped it off, mailbox after mailbox, 20 minutes of our time. That's really all the delivery took. But it's the gift that keeps on giving. Why? Because we get notes through our door from her friends. Dear Zivi, I miss you too, with another joke. What essentially Zivi did was a recognition. We've lost our sense of community. So what did she do? She created a sense of community. Tzaras, the very essence of tzaras is, I've lost my community. Because I've created a peg, a block in my relationship with others. The Torah says, you got to figure that out. Go sit by yourself. Go realize how painful it is to cause the loss of community to others when you feel it yourself. And when you do that, it's a moment to think, it's a moment to reflect, and hopefully, when you're cured and you come back with a much stronger sense and appreciation of what community has to offer. Have a great day.